Good morning, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here today. Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us when we come back right after this.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer Cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, Cooperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone, see?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel. 10 and 2.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joins us now from Leffler Commodities. Tom, let's kick things off this morning by talking about our livestock futures from yesterday. And why don't you kind of recap just what happened over in the livestock on Monday?
Well, Dave, Monday the trading was mixed in our cattle complex, as was the close of the session. Now, this is after experiencing limit-up closes back on Friday. There was no real fresh news, especially any type of bullish news to help the cattle complex work higher. The lean hogs traded mixed and made some new highs for the current move up and closed on the mixed side also. And we did see the choice box beef down $1.29. Select boxes were down 38 cents, had a total movement of 151 loads. Daily cattle slaughter came in at 112,000 head. Cash feeder index took another hit, down $3.48. On the close, December cattle were 15 cents higher. October feeder cattle up 67 cents. And December lean hogs 2 cents lower.
We'll check grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, Tom, let's look at these grains here now this morning. And the grain futures look like mostly lower across the board yesterday.
That's right. The grains had some early session upside, Dave, but didn't last too long. Trading turned negative, and we closed negative in the wheat, corn, and soybeans. Now, overall, there was a lack of new news in the market as it awaits Wednesday's grain stocks report, and it's also awaiting the small grain summary that comes out at 11 o'clock Wednesday. Now, the winter wheat crop is now 31% in the gram. Five-year average is at 35%. Kansas is 24% planted. Their five-year average is 27%. Oklahoma, 21% planted. Their five-year average is 33%, and Texas at 24% planted, five-year average 34%. Corn harvest is now 18% complete, the five-year average 23%. Soybean harvest 21% done, with the five-year average at 16%. Now, trading has been mostly lower overnight at the moment. December KC wheat's down 4.5 cents. December corn's down a penny. November soybeans are trading a penny higher. December cotton is down 5 points. November crude oil 73 cents higher. December dollar index is up 10 cents, and December Dow Jones futures trading 60 points higher.
Now, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time here this morning. We'll visit with you again tomorrow. Look forward to that. That's going to wrap it up for us here today. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.